By 2016, All Aboard Florida says tourists and business travellers who don't want to drive or fly between Orlando and Miami will have an alternative. President Michael Reininger says the privately owned and operated train will take just under 3 hours to make the journey.
Our service, we think, will certainly impact the way people travel throughout the state, but we think it will do much more than that. We think it will have significant impact on the economy of Central Florida as well as the state.
The agreement with the airport includes the use of a new multimodal station and the lease on a rail maintenance yard. Trains will also be housed at the airport. Greater Orlando Aviation Authority Chairman Frank Kruppenbacher says it took 17 months to hammer out the deal.
We think this clearly defines our community as the hub of the state. I don't want to call it the region of the state.
35 miles of track will be built alongside the Beachline Expressway from Cocoa to the airport, and the Orlando Orange County Expressway Authority still has to sign off on a land use agreement. All Aboard Florida says it will begin construction on the $1.5 billion project before the end of the year. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.